to get you where you are in your life today, right now, you had to make a certain set of decisions, right? But to get you where you're going, you have to be a completely different person to accomplish something that you've never accomplished before.
Welcome to the Spartan DECA series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
Today, we have a special guest. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about some business strategies, but we're also going to talk about how to scale not just your business, but your life. And we have our special guest today is somebody that has become a dear friend of ours, especially during the lockdown of COVID. She's helped us in so many different ways, and all of our affiliates, Alicia Strieger.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.
Yancey, thanks for coming back, brother. Every week, man, we get the fist bump virtually,
love
man.
Love it, dude. I love it.
And today,
I gotta add one thing to that. This is a true story, listeners. Focus in with me for the next minute or so. So when COVID first hit, Jared launched the daily Spartan DECA Zoom series, and we had these rock stars on every day. And I didn't make every one of them, but Jared's like, listen, we got this girl coming on, Alicia, and you need to tune in today. And I said, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm on today. And I get geeked up thinking about it. So within 30 seconds, she had me pulled to the edge of my seat, and I was all focused in. And I'm like, this is the most precise, focused speaker that I've ever heard. And I'm an ADD brain type guy, and I found myself taking notes and all dialed in. And the moment that call was over, I did a deep dive for the next week or two and started fixing and readjusting things with my business. So Alicia, it was amazing. I had never heard you speak before, but that 30 to 40 minutes that Jared had you on that day and we got to talk together, that was a game changer for me. So as a co-host of this podcast, I wanted to give the listeners a real life example of how the magic that you can work, my friend.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much. I need little miniature versions of you to keep around all the time when I need to pump you. Well, thank you. And thank you. It is truly an honor to be on and to be able to help and contribute. And you guys are so incredible with what you do and the impact that you make in the industry and in general in people's lives. So it's absolutely incredible and truly appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Well, Alicia, you know, and you know, you've been a great friend and supporter of DECA, obviously, and we're going to feature you on a monthly basis with our affiliates, and you've been so helpful. And what I really love about what you do is you have practical tips that you can implement in a business today. And it's not philosophical. I mean, these are, you know, tried and tested, tactics and strategies that you offer to your clients. But I thought, you know what? I want Alicia to come on and talk about her leadership tips, her best practices, because I look at you as an extremely important role model for a lot of fitness professionals and business owners for that matter. So, you know, if you could share maybe through this session, your three top tips for leadership, Please do so.
Okay. I spent a lot of time thinking about the tips that I wanted to share. And the ones that created the most amount of impact for me, especially going through COVID and everything that's been happening this year. But I think one of the biggest key tips that really helped me get through everything is to remember to trust myself to make decisions and to make them quickly once I've gathered the right amount of information. I've seen so many people that have been struggling with indecision, and then they stall out and they don't make a decision, and then things change so fast and it's really, really hard to catch up. So I think if this year has taught us anything, it's to trust your instincts, trust yourself to make the high quality decisions that you need to make. And you can always adjust and you can always pivot and make the changes that you need to later. And that's totally okay. Nothing you do is set in stone. It's not carved. So you can always adjust as you go, but trust yourself, make the decision, and then you can make progress.
You know, one thing Joe DeSena, our founder, talks a lot about, he has the ready, fire, aim concept, you know? And that sounds like a little bit of what you're talking about. And I agree. You know, I think what happens with a lot of business leaders, one, you feel like you're on this island by yourself, right? And it's scary. It's a scary place to be. And sometimes it keeps you awake at night. And we're afraid to do things outside of our comfort zone. But what we have to remember is that owning a business is scary enough. I mean, that's way out of most people's comfort zone. So, you know, when we talk about ready, fire, aim, and trusting yourself, you just have to continually test and experiment, find what works. So I couldn't agree with you more. Yancey, what are your thoughts?
The analogy that I make is when I was describing Joe one time is, you know, when you're on those mountain passes and it says 45, slow down to say 30 miles an hour around the circle, and there's no guardrail sometimes. Joe will see that coming and there's no guardrail and he's okay taking it out at 40, 45 miles an hour, a little faster. And yeah, that's, I love that first bullet point on never second guessing yourself. And just sometimes you just have to dive in and say, you know, I can tread water. I may not be the best swimmer right now, but I can darn sure tread water and work through this process.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. All right.
Can I just jump in on that? You second guess yourself, because we all have done that from time to time, it's such a waste of energy. The best use of that is to learn from the challenge or the struggle that you had, and then to be able to put that into something productive moving forward in the change that you make. So second guessing yourself is never the best use of your time or energy or bandwidth. It's always like, what can I learn? How can I make the adjustment and pivot as fast as possible to make it better? So.
Yeah. One more thing you remind me. Yesterday, I had a call with my fitness business mastermind, and we talked about the importance of communication and leading and so forth. But it was also the important thing was you need to be honest with yourself as a leader and be vulnerable. You know, sometimes that's tough to do because so many people are relying on you to point the way, right? But you also have to assure them like, hey, you know what? I make mistakes, but you know, making mistakes, that's also how a leader grows. Wouldn't you say?
100%. That's one of the best experiences that we have as a business owner and as a human being. Experience. You learn from other mistakes that other people made and use that to make decisions, but absolutely fail forward. I mean, that's what it's all about in life.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. What's your number two leadership best practice?
Okay. Adjust the plan, never the goal. Whether it's a business goal, a fitness goal, a performance goal, this year has thrown everybody off track. And I saw so many people that downgraded their goals. They like lowered their goals so that they felt like they can accomplish them. But no, this was just a fork in the road, like a big one. But we figure it out. We adjust the way that we get there, never the end goal. And so you change the way that you're doing things, you figure it out. That's like what I've decided my middle name is going to be this year is figure it out, because that's what we do. So we always figure out a way to get to the end goal. Because if you set your goals correctly, they're important to you. They mean something. It's something that like is really something that you should be super passionate about. So why would you change that just because life has thrown you off course? Right.
What, so can I ask you this, Alicia, like what's your big goal right now?
So for me, my goal is a little bit different. I'm growing my team very strategically right now because I've got big plans for 2021. And I did shift my model this year, but still be able to support this, because I'm a systems and I can get nerdy and geeky with this stuff, but I really wanted to build the infrastructure. My main goal is always to impact people's lives. And it took on a completely different meaning this year because I changed course in the offerings that I was doing. I was planning on launching a transformation challenge, a plant-based transformation challenge. That was off the table. That got pushed back. But what I did, I basically offered a new program to help support different people in different ways and what they needed right now. So to create that level of impact, that big goal that I'm really trying to accomplish and impact lives, it just took on a different form. So different programs, products that got changed around and pushed back, but growing my team, supporting our clients, supporting our community, that's never shifted.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's also the truth of a strong leader. And one of the things that I've expressed quite a bit, especially, you know, again, working with so many fitness professionals and their businesses, But I think it applies to all business owners and leaders, is you need to put yourself in visionary mode. Like, even when you are having a hard, challenging time, you need to figure it out. You know, one of our company quotes is, you can't cry about how hard it is to work. Like, work harder, you know? And sometimes right now, that's what we just simply have to do. I mean, right now, I think everybody's grinding. Those business owners are grinding harder than they were even when they started their business, right? But you have to be a visionary, and you have to have a plan, and you have to develop that plan. And I love when you talk about infrastructure, because that's what's missing in so many businesses.
Mm-hmm. I gotta create a quick little storyboard for the listeners and the viewers here to really bring this full circle for everybody. They can really dial in on Alicia's past and where she is now. So go back to freshman year of high school. We have Alicia, who is, they find out as freshmen that they have to give this speech at the end to graduate their senior year. And she tells a story about she literally spent 4 years constantly being nervous about this speech, 2-minute speech, by the way. And she thought about it and thought about it. It was always on her mind, and she got through it and she survived it. And literally I could tie my own history into that, because I was a shy kid that stuttered, but I just continued focused. And you continued to focus and work on your craft. And as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I look at you as one of the most precise and focused, detail-oriented speakers that I've ever heard of. Every time I listen to anything you're talking about. So to go from that freshman year to now, that's a beautiful journey. And it's a rocky road sometimes, and it's bumpy, and a lot of you not second guessing yourself and just saying yes. I call it being a rookie once a day. You know, it's easy being a veteran, but you were a rookie once a day many, many times. So
yes, absolutely. And that was a decision that I made early on. Even when I launched my fitness business, scared out of my mind to coach in front of 6 people at a time. I dragged my husband to like 3 workouts a day. He was like in the best shape ever, because I needed him there for support when I was first getting started. And you build up, and I made that decision. I'm like, I am not going to let fear get in my way of moving forward, of reaching more people, and of accomplishing the goals that I set for myself. And I still, that's something that I put like little reminders around my room in my office to remind myself, like, push past it. You're going to get through it. You're not going to die. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That applies to a lot of different people too. It's not just business owners, but I think also parents. Parents got to set the goals, and, you know, they're leading their kids, you know, mentoring their kids and helping them through the process. So I think, that's a great point. And you know what I love? YC's doing his research on Alicia too, going all the way back to her high school years, man.
Oh, yeah.
that's good stuff. Well, okay. So our third and final leadership tip from Alicia, what is this one? And I cheated. I looked at the script here today, and this one I actually shared with my fiance Adina, who's also a fitness studio owner. And I said, man, this is magic. This is gold. And she said, can I use that today? And I said, no, you can't use that today. You gotta use that when the podcast comes out. So share this golden nugget.
Okay, I wanted to save this one for last, because to me, this is one of the most impactful things in my life. And I actually learned this from a meditation retreat that I did last year. And I loved it so much that, can you guys see this?
Yeah.
It says, walking as my future self. That was like the whole theme for the meditation. It was from Dr. Joe Dispenza, and one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. But that was what we embodied for the entire week, because to get you where you are in your life today, right now, you had to make a certain set of decisions, right? But to get you where you're going, you have to be a completely different person to accomplish something that you've never accomplished before. And so to me, like, I was really trying to contemplate, really think about and reflect on what that meant for me. And it came down to having real clarity on who I wanted to be in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. That's a long way away. So I like to stick with like 3 years, because that seems tangible to me. And define who I want to be what I want to be like, what I want my relationships to be like, the level of impact that I have, and my friends, my family, my clients, and how I want to engage with them and interact, and the mark that I want to leave. And then why am I going to wait 3 years to be that person? Because that's a long way away. So I have to, once I have that clarity, now I have to be that person, be that woman today, so that I can attract that reality and that energy and just show up in that way now, as I don't want to wait 3 years to get there. So that's what I do. And I try really hard every single morning. I visualize, I do my little morning ritual, and I reflect, and I really feel what it's like to be that woman in 3 years. And I bring that into my today. And when I make decisions, when I interact with people, when I have conversations, that's who I try to show up as. So that's the walking as my future self.
I love that so much. I mean, I think that's gonna be on the social media today for me. I love the act as if. Yance, what are your thoughts on that? I love that.
I shoot a video every 6 days a week. I shoot a mental and physical conditioning 10 to 15 minute workout video, and I mesh in mental conditioning. Today, my chin up approach I talk about is going to be about your number three. That is going to be it. It's taking who I am, who I want to be in my future, and then applying it today. I love that, man. That just lit up my day. JC and I say, do everything you can to light up the planet today. Well, you lit us up today with that one. I love it. Yeah. I did not read ahead, so I didn't know that was coming, JC. So I got a little warm fuzzy out of that one, man. Good stuff.
I love it. And you know what, too? When you do that, and when you embody that person that you want to become in 3 years, the things that hold you back, like fear, they're not as scary anymore, because that person is going to handle those situations differently than you do today. So it helps you to push past a lot of blocks or challenges or struggles that you might, that the you today might struggle with, but the you 3 years from now won't. So you'll approach it different, completely differently.
Yeah, you know what? I love the act as if phrase, because, you know, it's like right now, okay? Act as if you're on video. Act as if you're, you know, everybody in the world can see you. How are you going to behave and act, you know? So I think that goes a long way. Some great stuff there. So what I got was just to keep it brief. Yeah. Number one tip was trust yourself. Number two was never change the goal. Okay, you could change the plan, but never change the goal. And number three is act as if you are your future self. So good stuff there. You know, right now, Alicia, again, I want to compliment you on this. You talk a lot about things that we can implement strategically in our businesses or just in our lives in general. And, you know, us being affiliated with so many hardworking, passionate fitness professionals and gym owners and you know, even our sponsors and all the business networks we're involved with, what I love about what you bring to the table are things that I could implement today in my business. And I think what's really important right now, because, you know, whether you go into a restaurant or a gym or anybody, you're at half capacity if you're lucky, you know? And so it's really important to, like, how am I going to generate more income right now? Because my expenses are virtually the same as they were pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. So we're just on this mission of not just lighting up the planet, but how can we support authentically the businesses that are networked with us, associated with us, connected with us? Because we're on this mission of impacting 100 million lives through fitness. But we want to figure out how we can do this together. So if you could just share real quickly, you know, your three best tips for generating more revenue right now, what would they be?
Well, to put in a little bit of context, I think it's really important for every single business owner to understand where their client and their prospects are at emotionally, economically, in their mindset. Like, they really need to understand what's going on and what they need right now. And once they're in tune with who their community really is and what they need, they're going to be able to create solutions specific to that person. And that's what we need to do. It really needs to connect on a deep level. People aren't just throwing money out the door right now on frivolous things. And they're really investing their money wisely, and it has to mean something to them. And so you have to solve a problem. So really connecting on that deep level, that goes with anything that you ever offer. But What people were thrown off course this year, for sure. Some of them just threw in the towel a little bit for a few months, or like, I'll pick back up after COVID. So I'll keep this specific, this particular one. Actually, it can apply to any business in general. But I think it's really important when your community's starting to get back into the swing of things to kind of have like a little assessment of where they're at. Take inventory. Where are you at right now? Where do you want to go? And right now, sometimes, I mean, if they haven't been doing anything for the last 6 months or whatever, their goals can seem really overwhelming. So breaking it up into a smaller goal, like a 30-day goal or a 60-day goal or something like that, is really important. And this is one of the reasons I love, 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 and I've always been a fan of challenges, because to somebody, especially in the fitness perspective, you know, if they haven't been working out in a while, a huge weight loss goal or a huge performance goal can seem a little overwhelming. But if you give them like a quick 30-day goal, you see where you're at, where you want to go, where can you actually, what can you achieve in 30 days and have something to work for, that's huge. So I've always been a fan of challenges. And that's one of the reasons I love what you guys do at DECA so much, because you have the assessment with your program, and then you have like a 30-day plan, and then you retest. Like, that is exactly what people need right now. And that's why I love challenges. I've been running them in my fitness business for years. Gives people that also an experience to be able to work with you as a coach or whatever business that you might have, to be able to serve your clients, connect, show what you really can do to help them. Then they want to stay as members on the back end. So challenges are still a super effective way. It's one of the primary ways that we're talking with our clients to bring people in. And it's also, it's not a very long period of time. So people don't feel, oh, I have to sign up for a 12-month commitment or anything like that. It's like bite size. Yeah, I could do 30 days. Sure, I could do 60 days. And then we'll see if I want to continue on after that.
You know what I love about that too is before you even get to that challenge, you have to have purpose, you know, within you, right? And that's what you stated earlier. And, you know, as a mountain climber, I talk about this a lot, you know, because I've taken newbies up to summits quite a few times, and they look at that mountain and they get intimidated. They get overwhelmed, as you said. And I keep telling them, take it in chunks. Like, the next 100 meters counts. You get to that 100 meters, look behind and see how far you've come. And what we talk a lot about with DECA, you know, no matter how much you progress, you get to celebrate your fitness, you know? So, you know, if somebody gets their DECA strong mark, say in 30 minutes, and the next time they retest, you know, in 28 minutes, that's progress. And they get to celebrate that. And then we just continue the journey till we get to the top of that mountain. Yance, you got anything to add to challenges? Because I know, man, you've done a ton of them with your online fitness business.
Well, I like to put it this way, and I know, Alicia, with your boot camp experience, I coached large group boot camps for 15 years, so I know we have a lot in common there, and we get to have the wonderful opportunity to work with all levels of fitness. And so often, when you really do a deep dive there, you realize that a very large percentage of the population went through middle school, high school, college, and all their fitness career, and they never really were competitive. They never really had something specific on the calendars, like, this is an event that I need to train for and focus in on. But that final, you know, it's kind of like the 98% versus 2%. There's so much we do to get prepared for that 2%. Well, in the world of fitness and athletics, they had never been a part of that. So when you provide that to them as the fitness coach, and like, they don't even kind of realize what happens. Like, whoa, Alicia put something on my calendar. Or Spartan DECA, there's this event that my gym is having at the end of the month, and that's on my calendar. And whoa, that gives me that butterfly feeling in my belly. And then you actually finish and like, I kind of like that. I kind of like that. So that's very, yeah, Joe calls it the Spartan paradox. And we are way more likely to succeed and stay focused if we have something on our calendar. And Jared, you said with parenting, with business, with our job, and with fitness, it really applies. If we have if you say yes to that big project that the boss kicked out there 6 months from now, don't deviate it. Say yes to it. That's the paradox. That's keeping something on your calendar. It's going to keep you honest and focused if it's parenting, if it's work life, or if it's our fitness life.
Love it. Alicia, the next one that you suggested, this is an interesting one because there are so many unknowns. So yeah. give us your second revenue generating tip.
Okay. I think it's really important to have predictable and sustainable revenue as a business owner. Living launch to launch or program to program is not a real business. You're so dependent on the next stream, the next launch. So having some type of membership program in your business, I don't care what it is, if it's a box of the month, like you, Mantra Band, who makes this, they do a Mantra Band of the month. Like, doesn't matter what business you're in, I believe it's really important to have that predictability and do a monthly or monthly, quarterly, whatever it ends up being for you, but some kind of a membership. And for fitness professionals, having like a monthly membership instead of selling something like a class pack will help you get through times like when COVID hits. It'll push you through that. It'll also push your clients through because they've committed. And so now they're in this for the long haul. So I think with that context, it's also important to understand where your clients are at and what they might need right now. So if you do have like a Apple of the Month Club or Sock of the Month or some kind of content program of the month or whatever it is, to maybe be a little bit more flexible on the terms that you might have had pre-COVID. So maybe do like a quarterly membership where you only did like a 12 month before. Maybe you offer like more flexible terms on the agreements, but it'll help push you through and have predictability and have sustainability in your revenue.
Yeah. So that's an awesome concept there. It reminds me, for 15 years, I worked for a large athletic resort for an awesome company, and our brand was Club Sport. And we were able to build a performance center within this beautiful club, right? And it created a different environment within the club. I mean, it was really performance-based. And one of our very successful fit pros there, Marlon, he was ahead of his time. And he was somebody that was putting together boot camp classes and HIIT classes before many others were doing it. He was having a lot of success. But what he didn't feel comfortable doing was chasing the money, you know, chasing the per visit, $15 a class and so forth. And I didn't blame him. It was a lot of work. And it always put him in an uncomfortable position. So eventually we went to a membership within the membership for him. And it increased his income and the overall revenue of the program by 1,000% once we implemented that. So you really gave me some clarity there, because I remember that moment of changing to that format, and gosh, it was just awesome. And Yancey, you do something similar with your business too.
Yeah, I've always, like so many of us fit pros, it started with, I was a personal trainer at the YMCA. It's my very first job. Personal training, YMCA. And ever since then, it's been the slow process to, okay, how much of, what's the percentage can I get my total revenue coming in to where, like, maybe is 70% of it where if I'm sitting on the beach with my wife on vacation, am I still earning that 70%? You know, and then maybe 75% and then 80%. And eventually, you know, early on, it was 100% personal training and large group fitness where I actually had to be there for every single dollar that I made. So I think because here's the deal. Fit pros are amazing at motivating, teaching classes, and not great at business. So you have to constantly be thinking about, okay, what am I doing today that could be kicked out in a way to serve somebody outside of my gym or my class? It's extremely important. I know you are on my best day, I couldn't say it better than you, Alicia. You're the master at that, but it's so important. Like, even if you're a personal trainer or a group fitness coach right now and you just started, start thinking about, okay, how can I earn a dollar when I'm not here at the park or the gym coaching? You know, because my content, what I'm saying, how I'm motivating my members is I'm good at it. I'm really good at it. And it can expand beyond the gym and beyond the park setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Alicia, admittedly, I get to chime in and be a part of Yancey's programming, and I get to, I get all his messages that he sends to his clients, and I see all the things that he's doing. And I'll tell you what, it's so engaging. And, you know, it may be a video he shot a week ago, but it feels like he's right in front of me right there and now. Right. And so it's really cool, because I know Yancey he doesn't just say, let's light up the planet. He does it every single day. So I love that predictable revenue.
I love it too. And you know what else it does? When I love membership so much, it gets better buy-in from the client because they're more committed. They're not in for, you know, one session, one workout, one coaching hour, whatever it is. They're in this because they're committing to their goals and they're signed up for a result. And that's what also you really get when you offer memberships, because you're offering more of a commitment. So it's a totally different mindset that the client has when they're getting started.
All right. Your last and final tip here. And this is an interesting one, because I know some fitness professionals that have implemented this strategy.
Yeah.
And I think what happens, even with, you know, it doesn't matter what business you're in, I think a lot of times we don't charge the true value of worth, you know, and there's so many other things that are out there that they're not going to balk at charging this rate or that rate. So share number three with us, because I really like this one. I think this one will really resonate with a few, and it gets people a little uncomfortable, gets them out of their comfort zone. But I think this is a good thing to look at and deliver on.
Sure. So challenges for if you need cash fast, like cash fast, memberships take time to build. But the other way, if you need cash infusion really fast, is to offer a premium service. Okay, now it's not going to be for everybody, but there are a percentage of people that already follow you in your community, on your list, even in your member base. I would probably start with your member base, that want more access and more of you. And they'll pay for that access. They'll pay for the personalization and the customization and your time. So if you offer that as a service, that's a really great way, as a premium program or whatever, a signature program, a lot of people call it. You can charge thousands of dollars for that. So if you're trying to generate revenue quickly in your business, offering a premium service, now you have to deliver. You have to have something to back it up. You can't just start charging like $3,000 for a program. You have to be able to fill on that, but they will pay for your time and your access to you and your expertise and more personalization. So that's a really great way. And there's going to be a percentage, even if it's just 1% of the people that follow you, that's one person. If you have 100 people to spend $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, or a lot more than that, depending on what you offer. So.
Well, also it's a way to scale your business too, right? You know, instead of just being focused on volume, you can consolidate your business model a little bit more and have the right clients for you versus trying to grab every single lead that comes through the doors, right?
100%. I started offering a premium program 4 years ago in my business. And for me, I was operating my business on volume. So I worked with a lot of people, but in a smaller capacity, programs, challenges, stuff like that. But when I started offering a premium service, I connected in a brand new way with my clients and really got to know them a lot better and was able to even fine tune the other things that I was doing to connect in a better way, because I really understood what they were going through. So for me, and I keep my premium service going because that's also my way to feel fulfilled and fueled and like really connected to my community. I love them so much. I love everybody, but I really am connected because I'm working with them on a deeper level. So
cool stuff.
Yeah.
Nancy, anything to add to that?
No, there was you know how my ADD brain works sometimes. I got to thinking about when she was speaking about that, how there was a time, it was probably roughly 7 to 10 years ago when, and it happened for my wife as well, we realized the power of leaning in on somebody over here that's better than us in a certain area of business and saying, okay, I'm going to spend this here and it's going to come back five times in return. And I can now, you know, I lean in on a company. I use Off Day Trainer, for example. I know you've spoken about Off Day Trainer. Jared introduced me to them, and I've been leaning in on you and other people, that provide a service, and it, my business is better because of it. And every single time I've done it, I can do formal research on this. Every single time I've done it, I at least break even. And that's worst case scenario. So let's say worst case scenario, I break even financially, but I'm so much better after I leaned in on that person like you, the fitness professional, the person that coaches fitness professionals. So I just highly encourage people to, when you have, you know, trust your gut. When your gut says, you know what, I need to take 5 minutes and listen to what he or she said, do it and dive in and say yes, and you're going to be a better version of yourself as a business owner at the end of the day. So
100%. Can I give one pointer for creating a premium program or service for your business?
Yeah.
Don't try to solve all the problems. Pick one. One real problem, one real pain point. Solve that. People will pay for that problem to be solved. So if it's deep enough, if it's strong enough, there will be people that want and need help with what you can help them with. I almost look at it as an obligation as a professional to be able to serve people in the highest way we can. And sometimes that comes with one-on-one personalization, customization, access, and then you will be able to charge a higher price point as well for that.
Well, and that's part of the business story. I mean, you have to identify those pain points and you know, be that solution for that pain point. So I think that's a great point. Alicia, well, you know, just to conclude all this, first of all, there's a bunch of nuggets. I've got notes in front of me and I always get them from you. What is the last question I have? What is it like a day in the life of a leader like yourself? What does that look like?
Oh my goodness. Every day is different. You want me to walk you through my day?
Yes.
Give me like, what's today going to look like for you when you get off of this podcast?
I'll show you my partner in crime here. That's actually what he almost always looks like. He's always sleeping.
What's his name?
This is Ryder.
Ryder.
I love him so much. He's 14 and he's like my bestie. So every morning when I get up, he sleeps in my room and we cuddle for like 20 minutes. And that's when I start my morning ritual. So I'll do my visualization. I'll do a little meditation. I drink my water. We hang out. And then he's usually like staring a hole through my forehead to feed him. So I do my little thing with him, walk him, whatever. I do my personal development in the morning. I'm always trying to reframe, set myself up proactively for the day. So get in a good state and really set my mind for the day. And then I do my top priority. I never look at emails. I found that when I start checking my email, I took Facebook off my phone, don't have email on my phone or anything like that, because then I'll just get into reactive mode and the whole day probably will end up in a spiral. So I do the number one thing. My team knows, don't bother me in that first until, depends on the day, but usually until about 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. sometimes, like I'm off limits because I'm working on my top priority thing. And then depending on the day, sometimes it'll be content creation or editing. It'll be client facing stuff. I'll be having conversations. Love to have like these kinds of conversations on a podcast. But I am a big fan of time blocking. So I chunk my tasks and I try to do them in like 3-hour blocks, but broken up into smaller ones. So I'm not a good multitasker. I thought I was. I'm really not. So I have to stay focused on like one theme for a little bit of time. And then my workouts, I hired a personal trainer. So I work out all the time at 4 o'clock every day. My day ends at like 3:30 and I head over to the gym. That's been huge for accountability because I got into especially a little bit over this year, like skipping a workout or two. And I was like, that's not who I want to be. That's not how I want to show up. And I need to prioritize my self-care so that I can show up for everybody else. And so then I hired a personal trainer because I realized I was slacking. And then usually have some dinner with my husband. He's in the fire department. So when he's home, obviously, we'll hang out and spend some time together. And we try not to watch a ton of TV. We used to watch way too much TV. So we totally toned that back. And we talk at night, which is really, really nice. I don't have any children. So we usually just hang out and go for walks and stuff when it's not 100 degrees in Florida.
Yeah. Well, you got to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others, right?
Yes. Yes. So there you have it.
I have a specific question I've got to ask. We're going to get serious here.
Okay, let's do it.
Florida, and we have Spartan DECA Strong events happening all over Florida.
I'm in!
A formal event. They're happening inside brick and mortar gyms all over. And my question to you is, when are you going to earn your DECA mark?
I was actually going to ask you when. I'm totally in for any of it. I've been training. I'm ready to go.
Well, I'll pretend you're a customer of ours now. If you go to deca.fit, you can see all of our events listed. We have some coming up in South Florida, down in Delray Beach. We have one coming up in Get It Core Fitness in Jacksonville. So Slash Fitness and Get It Core Fitness have two events coming up soon.
Okay. We have Pearson Fitness.
Pearson too. Fitness,
and,
absolutely.
And Gravity and Oxygen Fitness. Yeah,
out of both opportunities. And you, within the next couple months, you can earn your DECA Strong Mark and your DECA Mile Mark, my friend.
I'm ready to do this. I'm excited.
I'm ready to see you on our leaderboard.
Yeah. Hey, Alicia. Alicia, if you go to the Gravity and Oxygen one on Halloween, you got to do it in costume. They're calling it Deca-ween.
Deca-ween, yes.
It's on.
Hey, how? Give the audience the best way to get in contact with you. How to, you know, where are you? I know you have a huge Facebook following. How do they get in contact with Alicia Streeter?
Oh, awesome. Actually, Facebook group is a really great place. It's called the Fitness Business Freedom Formula. We do strategies and tips and have fun in there. And then my website is fitproessentials with an S at the end .com. All the stuff there. Yep.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're all on this mission to impact 100 million lives through fitness, right? And Alicia, you know, the only way we do that is together. And I am so, so grateful that you are on this journey with us. And we're doing this together. So thank you.
Thank you for all you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. I'm going to shoot. So you're going to be the mental conditioning piece of my 15-minute workout video that I shoot today. And I'm going to send you the link. And you're going to get a bunch of shout outs.
Good stuff, guys. Hey, thanks so much. And I can't wait to, we're going to talk next week because you're going to come teach our affiliates some new business practices. So we'll talk soon about that as well.
Yeah.
Listen, live, love, laugh, and serve big with big, big focus on the serve and do everything you can to light up the planet today. Let's go.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.